Welcome to Collaboration's coverage of the 2016 Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival, a week-long event taking place from April 21st to April 28th, showcasing the works of Asian directors, writers, and actors. Our first interview is with Pally Road, a feature-length thriller that's also the festival's closing night film. The film goes into limited release on Thursday, April 28th, in select cities across the nation. So without further ado, here are the filmmakers introducing themselves.
Doc Pedroli, screenwriter on the film.
My name is Jonathan Lim. Hi, everyone. I'm the director of Pally Road.
Jonathan is also the producer. And the other producer, my name is Da Xing. Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G is my last name.
Hello, my name is Eileen Chen. I'm the co-producer for Pally Road.
All right, so we're here with the filmmakers of Pally Road, which is going to be the closing night film for the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival. Thank you guys for joining us. So tell me a little bit about the film.
Well, it's a mystery thriller with a lot of romance in it. It's about a young Chinese doctor who's studying in Hawaii and nearing the end of her her training as a doctor, and she's been dating a local gentleman who's a teacher and a musician, not necessarily the type that she would be expected to be dating, but they're in love. And on the night that he proposes to her, they get in a car accident, and it sort of sends Lily on a journey to face that sort of conundrum of, you know, do you go with the love that you honestly feel, or the one that's expected for you? So, okay.
And from the synopsis of the film, I guess there's some kind of a thriller aspect to it, right? There's kind of like a almost like Asian drama-esque amnesia effect, where like they wake up and there's a whole different life, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's like, what if you woke up in a life that was one that you didn't expect, with a, you know, with the responsibilities, someone that you didn't think that you should be with, and it was as if that was your real life. So
okay. So what about the project drew you to work on it?
It kind of all started like on one of my initial, like, I guess it was a bit of a holiday visit to Hawaii, and I was there. I was living in China at the time, Beijing, China, and I was on holiday in Hawaii, and I was just kind of drawn by drawn by the spirituality of the islands and the people and everything. So that was kind of like a starting point, saying, oh, I got to think of it. For nothing else, I have an excuse to shoot a movie in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, so and then I started doing a little bit of research, and then at the same time, you know, I met Doc, and you know, and I talked to Da Xing, my producer, about it, and say, how do we go make a movie in Hawaii, you know? So we just started throwing things out there, and, you know, started putting together different ideas, and, you know, so that we kind of came up with, you know, it's been a while since we've seen, had a really good, like, we felt a good mystery romance thriller. And, you know, we wanted to make a film that kind of could cross borders. I mean, that's where the whole, you know, and Hawaii is a place where it's kind of east meets west, yeah, and stuff. And I think that was like kind of the starting point and stuff. And everything kind of went from there.
Awesome. So are you from Hawaii? Are your family from Hawaii? Or are you just there?
No, I mean, I sometimes I wish I was more sort of thing.
So you just really want to hang out in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Hawaii is an interesting place. They have, you know, there's so many different Asians out there, you know, from all over the world. It's really a kind of a meeting point of all that. And
yeah, I just want to say that shooting in Hawaii obviously is is more expensive than shooting in China or elsewhere in the U.S. And yeah, Jonathan made a very wise and very smart and also very courageous decision to shoot in Hawaii, because, like we always say, there you have your movie stars, you also have a third star, so to speak, that is the location.
Right.
You know, Hawaii being the mysterious, being the culture, being the, you know, the beauty, and that really really helps. So if people watch the movie, they'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So something that Collaboration is very, our mission is to empower through entertainment. So young people who want to become creatives, who now have more representation that they can see people actually doing writing, directing, acting, what's some advice you would give to people who want to do what you do?
On the writing point, it's really a matter of, like, I think musicians understand. I mean, any creative field understands, but writing-wise, it's important to do it, to actually sit down and do it and embrace failure and, you know, sit down at the seat and spend some time practicing, like a musician practices their scales to, you know, be able to hone your chops as a writer. And then, you know, in terms of collaboration, at least in filmmaking, it's all about the collaboration. You know, I teach writing as well, and I tell my students that you don't think of it, but the writer comes in the beginning, works with the director and the producers, and then, you know, as the production is starting, the writer leaves, and you have to let go of the work you've done and let others take it, you know, and make it into something.
That's a great comment. I mean, I think from the directing point, it's pretty, you know, it's the same type of thing. It's a little bit more expensive as director, you know, because we got to go make our short films and stuff. But that's super important to just, you know, play and stuff and take chances. I think it's important to have your vision on every when you read the writing, you're going to have to take, you know, have your own vision and how you're going to put that on the screen. And it's all about visuals and stuff. And our job is about, you know, working with the actors to get the best performances from them, as well as, you know, having kind of like the insight on, and the point of view is very important. Like when you adopt your point of view, I think, you know, we made an early decision to have, you know, this story takes place from the point of view of a female. And, you know, it's what happens to her and how she's seeing life. And, you know, without getting too much of a spoiler and stuff like that, you know, she's really going through a lot of decisions and she's not sure what is real, and that's kind of like the whole mystery and stuff. But you have to have a point of view and not be afraid of that. People might tell you other things and tell you what to do, but you gotta, you know, if you don't hold your own vision, you're not gonna have problems connecting with the material. So stay connected to your material, go out and do it, start small, and show people that you do have the vision and how your work is different.
Yeah, sorry, the director is right. Yes. Our struggle from filmmakers out there who want to do co-production, want to do, you know, of course, there's a lot of money in China, and there's a lot of materials, supposedly anyway, here. But how to make that bridge is a very tricky one. Okay, Jonathan, the director, was talking about just follow your heart, and it really takes knowing your story and knowing your audience. And when it comes to a co-production situation, it has to be both. It has to be things that are actually, you know, your trust that can work in both. And that's really, really big. And the reason why the director chose a thriller and yet, you know, a story that is that can be told in both markets in this case. And I personally don't like the word cross-cultural that much, because once you say that, people say you're actually an outcast from my culture, which is Chinese culture, or from your culture, which is America. But there shouldn't be a cross-cultural barrier, so to speak. I mean, it does exist, but it's in movie telling, storytelling, it's about the story, about the heart, about the genre, about, you know, what happens, you know, every second.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the struggle with especially things that star Asian Americans. They're always put into a box, like, this is an Asian American film and not a film. You know, do you feel, as, you know, an Asian American filmmaker with Asian American cast, that there are also those expectations placed on you that, you know, you have to represent?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the key first is, you know, for me right now, like, using, you know, you talk about the diversity thing everyone's talking about right now. Is that, you know, it's we shouldn't be using diversity as an excuse to just like, okay, come watch our movie because we have Asian American actors in it and so forth. It all starts with the story. I mean, I think it's really, for us, it's really about how diversity adds to the story and adds to a kind of a unique point of view once again. Without that, you won't have, you know, TV series like Fresh Off the Boat. You know, that's from a Taiwanese parents type of thing. And, you know, you have a very unique sitcom there because of that. And I think with Pali Road, if, you know, we embrace the fact that we're shooting in such a diverse, you know, culture like, you know, Hawaii, and I was trying to be very thoughtful and, you know, true to, you know, the Hawaiian Islands, the spirit there, the people, the way they see life, and incorporate that into the story, and not like, you know, as they call it, whitewashing it or something. I just kind of say that's what everyone's talking about lately, you know, with Aloha or, you know, whatever, Doctor Strange and all these films. That's, you know, kind of our battle. In terms of distribution even, I think, you know, initially when we showed this film to distributors over here, you know, first thing they said was, oh, you know, there's so many Asians in this movie, I don't think it can go mainstream. But, you know, I don't think that you should let people pigeonhole yourself, right. And we should let audiences decide from your, you know, themselves. And we don't want, like, gatekeepers there telling us what we can and cannot do. So, you know, we brought the film to, like, AMC and to Regal Theaters, and they've been, you know, they love the film, and they've given us a theatrical release on April 28th. And we're excited to kind of take this out to, I think we're going out to, like, 20 cities with it. So hope awesome. You guys can, you know, everyone will come out and support the film and stuff.
Yeah. All right. One last question before you wrap is, what did you eat the most of when you were in Hawaii? What type of plate lunch or samusubis or...
The loco moco. Yeah, there was a great spot right by the hotel that a lot of surfers hung out at. And I wish I could call it. I still follow them on Instagram, and I'll see it. It'll pop up sometimes. I'll be like, ah. Yeah. So you go there, and... they had great loco moco.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I'm from Beijing. I live in LA, both big cities, and I live in New York too. Hawaii, aloha, beautiful.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. The movie is Pali Road. It's going to be at the LA Asian Pacific Film Festival closing night on Thursday, April 28th.
Yeah, man, we'll be coming to theaters across the U.S. Yeah. on the 29th as well.
Check it out if it's playing in a theater near you. And if it's not, I think it's time for a road trip. But thank you so much. These were the filmmakers of Pali Road. And, yeah, we'll bring you more from the L.A. Asian Pacific Film Festival soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And that was our interview with the filmmakers of Pali Road, the closing night film for the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. For more information on the film and its upcoming theatrical screenings, check out its website at www.paliroadfilm.com. Please check back for more interviews with filmmakers at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival. This is Marvin Yue for Collaboration. Talk to you soon.